From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi traveling to Kerala State, where the death toll from a massive temple fire has risen to more than 80. Fire is ignited during a festival fireworks display that a huge crowd of people had gathered to watch. Officials are saying temple organizers did not have permission for the display. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Japan to take part in a group of seven meeting. On Saturday in Kabul, he spoke about the U.S. troop commitment to the peacekeeping force in Afghanistan.
President Obama has made his policy very clear. His policy is to extend the period of time for the 9,800, and he has stated his intention to move thereafter to the 5,500, but he also has always said he will listen to his commanders on the ground, and he will evaluate the situation.
Observers say true national unity has been an elusive goal, and Afghanistan's people appear dissatisfied with their government. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter heading to Asia next week to visit sites in the Philippines. U.S. planning to station troops there, including one base close to the disputed South China Sea. Mr. Carter will not be visiting a key player in the dispute, China. He had accepted an invitation from Beijing to visit there from the country's defense minister last year, but the Pentagon, in announcing this trip on Friday, said China was not included. Two members of Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group were executed by firing squad Saturday for the murder of a journalist killed by a car bomb last year. She was the 38th journalist killed in Somalia in the line of duty since 2010. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, speaking here through an interpreter, said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant and pursuing suspects even with the new arrest.
We are, of course, positive about the latest developments of searches. That is positive, and we have expressed our appreciation for our security forces, who have reached very good additional results.
Also on Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that the Paris attack suspect, Mohamed Abrini, has admitted that he was the so-called man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport on March the 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, also is suspected to be linked to the November Paris attacks that left 130 dead. He is one of five people arrested in a series of raids Friday in Belgium. Senator Bernie Sanders won Saturday's Democratic caucus in the state of Wyoming, but even in victory, he failed to gain ground on his rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the race to become the next U.S. president. Sanders spoke to supporters late Saturday.
No question in my mind that we have the momentum. Some of the polls out there are reflecting that momentum. A few weeks ago, we were 20, 30 points behind. Last significant poll that I saw had us 10 points behind.
And campaigning in Brooklyn, New York, Saturday, ahead of the April 19th primary, Clinton referred to New York values, which have been a contentious issue between the top two Republican Party candidates, New York businessman Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who questioned whether New York values are good enough for the rest of America.
I not only love New York and am incredibly grateful every day that I had the honor of being your senator, but I actually think New York values are really good for America.
In the New York polls, Trump has a 30-point lead over Cruz and the other Republican candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich. The Economist and Time are the latest foreign news websites blocked in mainland China. New York Times reports the censorship. China has blocked numerous international news sites, including VOA, The New York Times, The Independent, and Bloomberg. Beijing is downplaying the impact its practices are having on businesses in other countries. Meantime, in an ironic display of the communist state's grip on information, the creator of China's Great Firewall has himself been blocked from viewing certain websites. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.